of wine barrels. So I don't know how we're going to work this out for practical purposes, but maybe for the Siyum, Martin can present a fully produced wine barrel for us. Doesn't have to have any alcohol in it, but just, you know, because that would be sort of contra nuzier. But it could just be the barrel. Remember, there's nothing wrong with producing the cask or the barrel. So, you know, you could get videos for anything on YouTube. So production of wine barrels, you know, in any event. Okay, so the Mishnah says, hopefully everybody has the place. Person takes a very strange vow of nazinus harini nazir mina grogros mina dvela beishami omrim nazir beisalomrim mino nazir. So Amr Yehuda Afchamer Beishami lo Amr ala baomer harein hein alai korban. So what we have in the Mishnah is a very bizarre formulation of nazirus. Nazirus obviously applies to mikol asheyas and migefen hayayin and wine products, and has nothing to do with grogros or dvela, with dates or figs. So we can understand very well where Beis Hillel says nothing doing, right? To say I'm a nazir, you know, and then to say something that has nothing to do with nazir, apparently this is nonsense. Beis Shammai says, no, he's a nazir. No, what do you do with the grogros and the vela? So Rabbi Yehuda, you know, this is what they call today walking it back a little bit. He walks back. Beis Shammai says, no, Beis Shammai doesn't think you're a nazir. Beis Shammai just thinks that you can't have the dates and the figs. Now the Bali HaTosos points something interesting out, which is that when there is a Tosefta, which refers to, you know, grogros and dvela, let's say dvela in particular, dates, as being kinuye kinuyin of nedarim. Now, why would that be? That in the Yerushalmi, there are those who refer to as a dvela as tirosh. And of course, dates, could be very easily used for production of mead, for those people who are interested in, you know, mead, not as popular as it was in the Middle Ages, but during Elizabethan times, mead was a very, very popular beverage of choice, and certainly in Bavel, most of the beer that was produced was Sheikhar HaTamarim. Remember, some people who remember images of the Iraq invasion remember seeing all those palm trees. The palm trees have been there for a very long time, and so in Bavel, most of the beer that was produced was not from hops, but was from dvela. So in any event, the Bali HaTosos say it's not like totally out of left field. It's not like somebody saying, you know, Hareini Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, and therefore I'm not going to have any chickens, right? It's a little bit further from, you know, from that. But nevertheless, it's still something which, you know, seems to us very strange. The Gemara says, Hareini Nazir, Minal Grogros, Minal Tvilus, Risham Ayomim Nazir, Ramai, Mikol Asher Yasa, Migefen Hayayin Amarachmana. To do with wine. So Rameyer says, people don't speak nonsense. We can't just assume they're speaking nonsense, so we're going to have to do something about it. So you always follow the Gemara Dvarim, and the Gemara Dvarim here is de facto reversal of his Nazirus, because Grogros and Devela will undermine the Nazirus altogether. So v'hai neder pischol imahu beishamai nami neder pischol imahu al beishamai savi la kremeir, as we said, the amreida the motzi dvar of levatala became a damer harini nazir havle nazir. So ki kamer mina grogros mina dvela li itshule hu tikaasi beishol beishamai detamayu the amri ein sheela behekdesh became a de ein sheela behekdesh ein sheela benazira. So what happens according to beishamai is, since they start with the axiom of kremeir of Ein Adam Motzi Dvar of Levatala, that people don't speak nonsense, if you start with that supposition, so we have to take the Hareini Nazir seriously. What in the world do you do with Grogros and Devela, which obviously on their face have nothing to do with Nazirus? So we assume that that's the beginning of a She'ela, of being attempting to ask out of the Nazirus. But the issue is, according to Beis Shammai, again, yet another indication, this will go straight into the notes, right? If you take this back to Beis Amid Aleph, that Beis Shammai say that Nazirus is really a form of Hekdesh. Remember, we talked about maybe the possibility that this Masechta should be in Kachim. So just like there's no She'ela on Hekdesh, there's no reversal of ground there, there's not going to be any She'ela when it comes to Nazirus. That's the position of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, Savri, Rabbi Shimon, the Tanu, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Shelo Hisnadev, Kedera Chamisnadev. Rabbi Shimon has a theory that if the voluntary, nobody put a gun to your head and forced to become a Nazir. If the formulation of voluntary situation is not the appropriate formulation, we disregard it altogether. And this comes up with the Mincha, as we'll show you. And here we'll talk about, you know, that there are varying degrees. Okay, so Tesam and Beis, top line, Masdisin Lokin Atani, Tani Rab Nasin Omer, Beisham Ayomim Nador V'Nazir, right? If you take this formulation of Naziris, Hareni Nazir, and then you talk about Grogros and Dvela, maybe it's two separate things. Maybe you're a Nazir, and there's a Neder against Grogros and Dvela. How about that as a possibility, okay? And Beisol says, nothing doing. Nador V'Ein Nazir. Beisol says that maybe, you know, the Naziris has to be considered to be undermined, but Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, if you want to go in that direction, so Grogros and Devela count. So Beishami Savla Kirib Meir, Ena Demotzi Dvarav Lelatala, we can't ignore it, Uche Rabbi Yehuda, Ubeis Hillel Savila Kirib Yossi. Right, that would be according to the idea that Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yossi, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, and we have to pay attention to Grogros and Devela. Yet a third approach, Lishna Acharina Amila Rab Nasan, Amir Beishami Omim Nadar, Ve'eno Nazir, so Omim Lo Nador, Ve'lo Nazir. He's nothing. He can't be a Nazir because he referenced Grogros and Devela. And we're not going to take Grogros and Devela seriously at all because it's undermined by the previous statement of Nazir. Okay? So Beishamai Kirib Yehuda. Beishamai will go in line with the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Beis Hillel Kirib Shimon. Okay? And Beis Hillel will be in accordance with the view of Rabbi Shimon. Again, we just explained that Rabbi Shimon had a chumrah that we're about to see inside of Shelo Keder Achabis Natim. So what was that in its original context? We know that Harei Alai Mincha, Alai means Lasho Neder. Remember, let's quickly review from our Megillah days. Megillah is a long time ago already. It's 2021. So it's now already 2023, right? Everybody's getting younger except for me. I'm getting older. So for sure, something like that. Okay? So, right, remember in Megillah, it says, Envi Nadarim L'Nadavos, Ela Kabbalah Sachrayus, that when you talk about Harei Alai, meaning that strict liability, I will be responsible for bringing this karban. If you say Harei Zeh, right, if you say this animal, that's an Adava. What's the difference? If there's a drone strike against the animal and it's an Adava, well, the animal doesn't exist anymore, so I'm off the hook. In the first case, Harei Alai, and there's a drone strike against the animal, right? Sometimes Ken gets a little bit overzealous in terms of, you know, his mandate on the Southern Front. Anything that moves is anything that moves. So the guy is still going to be on the hook for bringing the net there. So guy says, Harei Alai. No, he's going to be responsible for a mincha. Now, what about menachos? Menachos always come from wheat products. Now, in almost all cases, they come from wheat. They don't come from barley. There are only two menachos that come from barley. Anybody happen to remember? Martin told me he'd produce a cask of wine for anybody who, you remember this? So there are two menachos that come from Seorin. So who said Sota? Tim Levar. Okay, so Tim is getting a cask. Okay, excellent. Okay. Rio will be thrilled. Put it in the living room. Yeah, this is a little, the Omer, right? The Korban Omer is from Seorim as well. So, okay, so very good. So there's Harei Alai. So, you know, you have Chitim, you have Seorim. Now, let it be somebody said, oh, I'll bring a mincha from lentils. So we look at that guy like, you know, he's a little tzimished, right? What is this man talking about? So we're going to have to get into that. So Rabbi Shimon says the following. Rabbi Shimon says, if you didn't get your nidava or neder right, so we're going to ignore it. So Rabbi Shimon would say, what are you talking about? You're not a sota. This is not a carbon sibor of the omer. So of course you have to bring chitim. Kamach yavi solas. Kamach is lower quality. Solas is higher quality. Shelo b'shem levona yiviyena b'shem and levona. The only time you have carbonas without shemen and levona is like a minchas chote, is the sota. Chati yisaron, which is half the right amount. Yavi yisaron shalem. Yisaron back to yavi. Shnayim, go up. So Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says, you know, you just get to correct the guy's language. Shelo hisnadim, kederach hamisnadim. It's nothing, right? You botched the formulation, so it's nothing. So you could say that what's going on here, right, according to Beis Hillel, is if you botch the formulation, you botch the formulation. Naziris doesn't relate to Grogros and Devela. It's true, we have a Tosefta and Yerushalmi that says some people would translate Devela as Tirosh, but maybe really that's the pshat for Beis Hillel, is that there's nothing doing here. So the Gemara says, "Amr chizke machlokes shnuya," that this is all machlokes beishamai hi. So lavarim beishamai ki yamer min agrogris min advela havi nazir hachanami ki yamer min asaorim maybe min achitim. So maybe beishamai says what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and just like by nazir, they're a little bit more expansive in terms of their tolerable formulations. And let me clear: it's not really a kula; it's a chumra, because what they're saying is we're going to force you to respect elements of nazirus here, even if you'll get the formulations. It's really a chumra. In the nether Naziris, so too, if a guy is volunteering a Korban Mincha and he doesn't get it right because, you know, the formulation is not a good formulation, so Beis Shammai says, we can't just ignore what you said. We're going to hold you to account. What does it mean to hold him to account in this situation? Well, it's very simple. What it means is that he's going to, if he said Seorin, he's going to have to bring Chitim. If he said Kemach, he's going to have to bring Solas. If he said less than a Shir, Chatzi Isar, he's going to have to bring an Isar. Rabbi Shimon is obviously going to be aligned here with Beis Hillel and say, if the guy botched the formulation, there's nothing to talk about, okay? Very good. So, Beis Shammai, we're going to grow some of the Vilam and Nazir. Chanami, maybe in Menachitim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I feel the same with the Berakol. We don't have to say it's Machokas. But Amir Ilu Ha'isi Odea, Shein Dojan Kach, Lo Nadar to Kach. The guy pleads ignorance. So, Lekach, Amir Chizkiya, Lo Shana La Sha'amir Menas Sa'orin. We're willing to take that idea far enough. Maybe the guy didn't know barley, wheat, what's the difference? But if he said from lentils, lo maisi velo klum, everybody's going to agree that that doesn't qualify as a mincha. That's like me saying, I'm going to bring a carbon mincha from my bicycle, right? What difference is there between lentils and bicycles, right? Nothing has to do with a carbon mincha. And so that's a nonsense formulation. Of course, we're just going to ignore that formulation altogether. Okay, so Mechli Chizke Keman Mokim Elamis Nisi Kibay Shammai V'Adash V'Gabi Mincha Kik Grogers L'Gabi Nazir Dami. So we say that we have to align this back with our Mishnah. Adashim is about as related to a Korban Mincha as figs are to a Nazir. V'Gabi Bay Shammai Heavy Nazir. So Chizke said, you know what, you're right. Hadar Bay Chizke V'Mai Hadar Bay. So why did he retreat? Amarava Masnis and Kashisa. He was very bothered by the Kasha and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a person takes a nonsense neder Nazirus, Beis Shammai says that we still have to take it seriously. Grogros and Devela are about as related to Nazir as Adashim are to Korban Mincha. So they took this question pretty seriously. So Mayuri the Tani Mina Sorin listening Mina Adashim. So we say, no, maybe Beis Shammai would only say that about Adashim. That Adashim you get to completely ignore. But Seorim are sort of related to a Korban Mincha, right? You know, by Sota and by the Korban HaOmer. So maybe that's what they were talking about. So let's have a chizka ki kamri Beis Shammai Hasan ki Rabbi Yehuda, that they're really saying in accordance with the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Because just again, remember, we started with three shitos in the Tanai. Rabbi Shimon, who was the most machmir, which is that, Shalom Kedera Chamis Nadvim is nothing. Rabbi Meir, on the other side of Eino Adam Motzi Davar Levatala, that a person's words, have to be taken as seriously as we can possibly, take those words. That's how, we got started in terms of Shitas Beis Shammai. And then, right in the middle, we talked about the possibility of Rabbi Yossi, who said, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitpas, that we're going to pay a special attention to what happens at the end of the formulation. That was according to that middle view, that maybe Beis Hillel will agree that you'll ignore the Hareini Nazir part, but maybe there will be a neder against Grogros and Devela as well. So again, the different starting positions with respect to the Tanaim. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan has a different orientation. This is just towards the bottom of Tess Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'afilu Min Ha'adashim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that this would apply even with respect to Adashim, just even though Adashim are very, very, very far removed from the world of Korban Mincha, nonetheless, right, there might be an idea of promoting that and saying, we're going to correct your words for you, and we're going to say that you have to bring, the proper Korban Mincha, which is a chitim. So Rabbi Yochanan Udamar, Ba'omber, Ilu Ha'isi Odeshe, Nojin Kach, Lo Nadarti Kach, Alakach, but wasn't Rabbi Yochanan the one who said that if a person knew better, they're ignorant, but if they knew better, they would have taken the right neder. So he says, L'dvar of the Chizkiya who de ka'amar, really, he said it according to the position of Chizkiya. He himself, was of the belief that we should give people another opportunity. It's not my time, Kahadot Becha. So he said, according to you, Chizkiya, I don't understand why you were so afraid of the Mishnah. Bishun Loktani Min Adashim Right, he says, you know, I don't understand, Chizkiah, why you were so intimidated, you know, based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah could just reflect a level of ignorance, but certainly if the person said, you know, using the wrong formulation, oh, I thought that just like you can bring, or you have to bring a Mincha Sota from Seorin, and you have to bring the Mincha Saomer from Seorin, so I thought that I could volunteer Seorim for a Mincha. I didn't realize that you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, we just bump it up to chitim, which is the proper way, excuse me, to bring the Korban HaMincha. So what we have here is really, I think, three critical ideas. The first critical idea they wanted to really highlight is something that we've seen many times before already, just in 9 Dapim or so, the relationship between Nazirus and Kachim. So we said that maybe Beis Shammai's Shita is formulated on the idea of Ein She'ela LaHakdesh, Ein She'ela LaNazirus. Maybe Beis Shammai takes that position because Nazirus is really a form of Kachim. Point number one. Point number two is when we have clear inconsistencies between what a person is saying, we have a variety of possibilities. The guy says a Nazir, then he appeals to Grogros and Dvela. So we saw based on Tosos that Grogros and Dvela aren't totally the most random things in the world. It's not like saying a bicycle, because there is some way, Kinuya Kinuya, in 2 steps removed, to connect a date back to Tirosh, back to Yayin. But it's a pretty far-flung formulation. So Rabbi Meir, again, his view is in Adamotzi Dvar of Lubatalo, that a person, when they speak, we have to try to interpret in the most halachic way possible. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's exactly the opposite. Rabbi Shimon says, "Shelo kederech hamisnatvin eino velo klum," that it's nothing. And Rabbi Yossi, as we said, is in the middle. Rabbi Yossi says, "Bigmar dvar of adam nitpas," that we would follow the last thing that they said. So Harini Nazir we could ignore, but minagrugor su minadvela, even maybe Beis Hillel will be moda that he'll be menudar from. From these two elements, from Grogros and Devela. So you have three-way machlokes hatanayim, ben gedole, gedole, gedole hatanayim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi, how to make sense of these strange formulations. And then we dealt with something, you know, which when you think about it is pretty analogous to what we talked about yesterday. Remember yesterday we were making a distinction between two different kinds of sfeikos by Nazir. We said, Safek Nazir is l'chumra, but let's be clear about what we're talking about. Remember yesterday we called this a Safek Haba. That's the way that we always refer to it. So if you know somebody's a Nazir, and the question is, are they a Nazir for, you know, a million days, or a Nazir for 40 days, right? So we're going to take the more machmir approach. But if you don't know the person is a Nazir altogether, so then we have a right to be Mekel. Remember that distinction that we talked about yesterday. So something very similar today. Right, we said, okay, if somebody botches the formulation of a Korban Mincha and uses Seorin, so we know that there are Menachos that come from Seorim. He didn't realize that that isn't the kind of Mincha that you volunteer, that's only a Sota or a Korban Omer, but it's at least, you know, within the general realm. Adashim, right, so that's so far removed, right, so maybe there we're much more likely to say, right, Shelo Kederech HaMiznadvin Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. There are ways of looking at this and saying, you know, how far off is the person? Not every erroneous formulation is created equal. If I start talking about offering a Korban Mincha from my bicycle, it's pretty much like offering a Korban Mincha from Adashim. If I start offering a Korban Mincha from barley, right, I'm not totally off, as Tim pointed out. There are Menachos that come from barley. And so maybe we would promote that and say, okay, so instead of barley, you bring Chitin, you know, Ilu ha'isi yodeya shelo nodrim kach lo ha'isi nodir kach. So that's another important distinction to be aware of. Aaron, please.